A report by the UN's Special Rapporteur on Torture has found Australia is violating the rights of asylum seekers on multiple fronts under the UN Convention. Mr. Juan Mendez took issue with the detention of children, violence in offshore processing centres, and recent amendments to Australia's maritime powers. The report has angered Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who says Australia is sick of being lectured to by the UN. Mr. Mendez told Rachel Brown his remit isn't immigration, but policies that result in people being sent back to persecution and torture. He says detention shouldn't solely be used to discourage further boat arrivals.
Well, I'm sorry that he considers what we do lecturing. We don't. We think it's our role. We treat every country the same way, and we just try to uphold international standards as we understand them. I do give credit to Australia for having a very robust democratic system with guarantees of human rights for everybody. But it is my mission, my duty, to point out when any country, including Australia, falls short of its obligations under international law.
Do you feel disappointed, given the huge amount of work I'm guessing you put into your reports, that some countries, and in this case Australia, has just brushed it off?
No, I don't feel disappointed. At least we are getting a robust debate in Australia, and that's more important to me than the initial reaction of government. In many other cases, we get governments that either brush us off or don't respond at all. So I'd rather get an intemperate response than no response. And in the meantime, if we can stir some or help stir some debate, because I know that the debate is already going on in Australia, with or without my participation. But I think that's the way things get corrected and performance of governments get improved.
Your report dealt with the detention and proposed deportation of two groups of Sri Lankan and Tamil asylum seekers. And the Prime Minister has said the most humanitarian and the most compassionate thing you can do is stop these boats, because hundreds, we think 1,200 in fact, drowned at sea during the flourishing of the people smuggling trade. Now, what do you think about his view that the best thing you can do to uphold the universal decencies of mankind, in his words, is right, to stop the boats?
I don't dispute the fact that in the high seas, Australian forces behave in a humanitarian way and provide essential services to people that they find, even rescue people who may be at peril. That is obviously to be commended, but that does not detract from the use of prolonged arbitrary detention of people just because of their status, when in fact there could and should be better alternatives, including appropriate screening with a fair opportunity to state a claim why they should not be returned to a country where they face torture. I don't think that, keeping people in prolonged arbitrary detention on the basis only of the fact that they attempted an irregular entry is a good course of action.
Mr. Mendez, do you have any other further messages that you'd like to send to the Australian government or to the Prime Minister Tony Abbott in particular?
No, I'm hoping that we can have a more direct dialogue to clarify what I think are appropriate responses, and that we don't engage in a dialogue only through the media, because that tends to result in intemperate responses like the one you mentioned by Prime Minister Abbott. But I do want to say that my office and me, we are absolutely willing to engage with the Australian government on at any level and in any moment, privately or publicly, because my intention is to help Australia live up to its obligations under international law.
The UN's Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez, speaking with Rachel Brown.